Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's never been particularly easy to be a farmer, and you might have heard that the average age of farmers is getting older. That has some people concerned that not enough younger people are interested in growing our food. Well, in Vermont, there is a program that is helping young people get into the business. To learn about the Youth Farmer Individual Development Account, or IDA, we turn to Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savervor section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Rick.
Let's start with, what is the IDA?
So an IDA is actually a pretty generic term, Individual Development Account Program. And it's a match savings account program. It's used all over the country, traditionally to help lower income individuals save for education, for home purchase, small business development. In this case, it's overlapped with young farmers, so it's an IDA specifically for young farmers. And I should mention that these programs are always also paired with education, so it's not just matched savings, but there is training, mentorship, et cetera.
How long has the program been going, and why was it launched?
So it's in its third year, third cohort of young farmers. It's a program housed within UVM Extension in partnership with 4-H. And it was actually started by a guy named Ben Waterman and the team at UVM Extension as part of a national project, a national grant that was awarded in 2012 at the federal level. And the California Farm Link folks out in California sort of initiated a group that worked across multiple states. And Vermont was one of those within that program, which they were all different kinds of IDAs related to agriculture. Vermont's is the only one that anyone is aware of that is specifically for young farmers.
Can you give us a few examples of young farmers who have been in the program?
Yes, I got to meet with a couple, and it was really fun. They're always so inspiring. So the ages are between 14 and 21, and a couple of them at this point who were in the first cohort are now older than that. But I visited with Alan Wilder, who's now 20. He lives in South Hero. He's actually at school, just finished VTC, Vermont Technical College, two-year program, and will be going to UVM this fall. But he has a business called Pop Hero Popcorn. He's growing popcorn, which is not something that we run into a ton of in Vermont, which is really fun. And even more fun, he markets it on the cob. So you can actually buy cobs of dried corn. You've seen those. They're usually what you put on your Thanksgiving table, but it's a different kind of popcorn. You literally put these popcorn kernels on the cob in your microwave, and they pop off of the cob. Really cool, really articulate, driven young man who really appreciated the opportunity, both the business learning that he got out of the program, and then he earned money and was matched to buy a commercial transportable popcorn popper that he can take with him to farmers markets.
I love it.
Then another young woman that I spoke with, Eliza Pickering, she's now 23. She grew up in Arlington down near the Dorset-Manchester area. She grew up on a farm, her family's farm, but she started her own CSA, and she saved up enough money that she was able to get a water wheel planter, which is a type of planter that I don't, But anyway, something she really values, and that was awesome. And she said, in addition to that, it was really good for her. She sort of knew about how to farm because she grew up on one, but to understand the business pieces of it and to be reminded how important those are and that you can be as successful as you want to be out there planting whatever you're planting and growing it, but if you don't know how to keep the books and manage the bottom line, it's, you know, not going to come to any use. She also said it was great to be connected to lots of resources through the program. There are a lot of people out there who want to support young farmers, but sometimes it's complicated to find them. And one final thing she said was how nice it was to see other young people committed, excited, interested in all sorts of different types of agriculture.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about the Youth Farmers IDA program. Melissa, how does the program work?
There's a couple different components. As I mentioned, there's the match savings piece. So For this program, the young people can put into the program up to $500 that they have earned themselves. Then that will actually be double matched. And I should note that although the program management was funded by a federal grant, the matching funds have always been raised locally, and they need to continue to do that. So they have certain sponsors, et cetera. Most of the young people who have participated have reached the full $500 of their own earnings. And this cannot be gifted to you. Your parents cannot write you a check. You actually have to earn the $500. Then you get an additional $1,000, and then that is managed by another organization that then pays out for whatever you choose to buy, which could be a piece of equipment. In the case of a young woman I met, Lydia Smith in Charlotte, she actually bought sheep and a herd dog. So it's used for that. Then there are online courses, business planning. There you are matched up with a mentor. There's ongoing support to help you develop your business plan. You do not get your matching funds or the thing you want to buy till you have a successfully completed and approved business plan.
Why do the mentors get involved?
Well, they get involved because it's obviously really important. As Ben Waterman said, the guy who started the program or initiated it, you could learn everything, of course, by trial and error, but it would cost you a lot more money and cause you a lot of angst. You're still going to learn some by trial and error, but this is hopefully going to help smooth the way. So I spoke with a scout prof who is a very experienced farmer, Someday Farm in Dorset and East Dorset. She worked with Eliza Pickering, I mentioned, and she's mentored many, many young farmers over the years. And she said she thought this was such a great program because it's very specific. There's a specific goal. You can specifically earn this bonus money. And there's structure and discipline, but there's also some hand-holding. And her point was, you know, things have changed since I, Scout saying this, started farming. You know, it used to be you could put the seeds in the ground and keep your fingers crossed. And of course, you worked hard, but there was less competition. Land cost less. Seeds and equipment cost less. And now it's much harder to succeed. And so she really feels that this is the kind of program that is really going to help.
And what kinds of young farmers will we see in the next IDA group?
So I just touched base with Liz Kenton, who's the current person at UVM Extension who's running the program. And there are half a dozen young people in the new program. And they're doing everything from emu, I'm not sure if that's to eat, or sometimes emus for oil, maple, mushrooms, poultry, dairy, and then somebody looking at how to have a homestead support itself, probably some sort of integrated agriculture. And apparently one of them is already selling eggs to the Hen of the Wood restaurants in Burlington and Waterbury.
Nice. Melissa Passanen writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
Always great to be here.